Hello and welcome to the replay with Elle and Al for the week of February 6th.
Woo! February 6th, we made it a whole month, 2017.
It's been a big week in general, particularly for me as I finally acquired a Twitter handle that I'm happy about.
Which is what?
It's Ally C Show. So it's been quite a saga.
It's gonna be easier for people to find us.
Right. So follow me on Twitter if you're not already. Ally, A-L-I-C, show. Like Ally G Show, but Ally C Show.
C as in cat. Yeah. Or Clark, as in your last name.
But we're not, you know, there's been another...
It's been a crazy, yet another crazy week. I feel like we open each one of these podcasts with, like, the same thing. But it's, you know, we're just out here surviving.
Fast times at Ridgemont High here.
Fast times at Ridgemont High.
Last week... We did a podcast on Russell Westbrook that we hope you all listened to, and we think that if you did listen, you should re-listen after reading the failing New York Times.
The failing New York Times put out a really, really, really long profile.
That basically just copied our profile, but with less focus on Ray, so it sucked more.
Right, and like there was like a tad of original reporting in there, but I felt pretty ripped off.
Me too. I mean, failing New York Times.
We did it first.
Right.
Thanks.
Other things going on in the NBA, Steve Kerr 2020's ejection.
Man. I didn't know he could get that mad.
It's such a blonde man, so angry in the face.
Right.
So it's just a lot of red.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that since, like, my fifth grade basketball league. For real.
It made me excited, though, for the Trump-Kerr debates, these two blonde men who have a capacity to get angry that I just didn't know was there.
Right.
Made me more, feel more strongly about Steve Kerr's 2020 prospects.
I feel really good about it.
I feel great.
Also, out of that whole thing, I really loved Boogie Cousins then being like, why don't you just get them all off the court?
Get them all.
He was like, why don't you just take them all?
You know, Boogie wasn't wrong in that situation.
He really just loves to, like, you know, turn the knife.
He's an instigator.
He is.
I have a surprise news fact for you that I don't think you know, because I'm pretty sure you would have texted me today if you did.
Uh-oh. What is it?
You think it's good or bad?
I think it has potential to be awesome.
You look, like, nervous in the face, and it's stressing me out. Okay, so I was doing my normal morning internet routine, and I wouldn't actually say Snapchat is a part of it always, but, like, today it was, and I 0% of the time ever look at people I'm friends with on Snapchat. Sorry to all of you. I only look at the celebs.
I've noticed.
And so...
But go along.
I am, like, such a frequent communicator, but Ellie will send me snaps, and 2 weeks later, I'm like, oh, hope that cookie tasted good. So I was on Kourtney Kardashian's snap, and guess who she was hanging out with last night?
Kourtney?
Yeah. It could have been Kim, one of the two of them. They were back-to-back,
Avi, an NBA player.
Yeah.
Clay?
No. Scottie Pippen, because apparently he and Larsa are working things out.
Whoa.
Yes.
I thought you were just going to say because he and Larsa had finalized the divorce. And I was
So what's so crazy is this morning I wake up to this and I was like, oh my God, either Kourtney is being a backstabber to Larsa or they're getting back together. And then the Daily Mail, the best news source on the internet.
Totally fact check everything.
Yeah. Fact check, actually.
Fact check everything.
Yeah. Biggest fact checkers. And they said they're getting back together. So there's hope, folks. There's hope in 2017.
Huh, I mean, check your horoscopes. For the kids. For the kids. Like, what are you doing?
For the culture. For the culture.
And if, you know, I assume Kourtney, because she's such a good-hearted Kardashian, has a hand in that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anything else big in your NBA world?
I mean, that LeBron shot was pretty big.
Yeah, it was huge. I could have made it, but other than that, huge.
I guess it was so insane because of the insanely little amount of time that was left on the clock.
And he was, like, falling over.
Yeah. But, like, it's fine.
You're unimpressed?
I'm unimpressed a little bit.
All right. Wow.
But, I mean, that was a nice comeback, you know?
True. In other news, Ayesha Curry is at dinner right now in New York City. So.
Oh, great.
Unclear why we're in this closet and not there.
I thought maybe I wasn't getting my emails this week, so maybe it just got lost.
The invite, paperless post these days. You can't count on it for anything. But obviously, none of these are as big of a story as the biggest news story of all this week in the sports universe.
The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Which, again, this is an NBA podcast, but as we will talk about maybe a little bit, NBA and the NFL crossover have quite a bit of crossover.
Yeah, we were going to do an NBA-NFL crossover pod today and just think a little bit about all the
connections
that exist there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, great athletes play both.
Right.
Get you a girl that can do both. AKA us in the closet.
Yeah. And so we decided, though, that as much as the crossover pod is great, I would like to say, a little bit rattled about the result of the Super Bowl pod. The Super Bowl pod.
Yeah, it was just the results of TBD.
Right.
As we're going. We are Patriots, but we are not Patriots fans.
I love what you did there.
Yes.
And, thanks for clarifying.
And we were forced, I'm going to be honest, I purposely did not watch at Allie's apartment because I knew it would be filled with Patriots fans.
And it was.
And it
was. You know, the thing is, I should not be a Hawks fan. And I'm sorry, I should not be a Falcons fan. Too many birds.
Because they're really mean to New Orleans.
Yeah, mean to New Orleans.
I know about that.
So my news feed was like full of...
Go Tom Brady?
No, more just like hatred of the Hawks and happy that they lost.
Gotcha.
But that said, I definitely... There was this part of me that felt as though watching a franchise that has already won that many times beat kind of, you know, a city that was still working for it, city like in the South.
Yeah.
I was just like, God damn.
Georgia, where football is huge.
Yeah. I'm like, how is this happening? And it was painful to watch.
It was.
But folks, it's not over for Atlanta.
No, it's not over. You know what? You know who's going to bring home the title? You heard it here first. The Atlanta Hawks. So we are dedicating this podcast today to talk a little bit more in depth about the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, we've done this before on... These have been some of my favorite pods since we've been on the step back.
Because it's a learning experience for us.
Right.
And for the listeners.
We go deep.
We go deep.
The replay. We go deep.
Into Falcon country. Hawks and Falcons are way too similar.
They're
the
same. Are they not the same?
Mm-mm.
As you know, we hate birds here, so we don't discriminate.
But
literally.
Like, they could have tried to make it a little bit different.
Yeah, and so we're gonna do kind of a deep dive on the Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks are doing pretty well this year.
They are. I did not know that until today.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, I wouldn't say
they're just not on my radar.
To be fifth in the East is not like an accomplishment.
Yeah, but in the Southeast, they're second. According to NBA.com.
Wow, you seem so happy about that fact.
Mm,
there are a few games over 500.
Yeah, they're, 30-22?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Elle's got the stats. Look, a little researcher in the corner. But really, the main thing about the Hawks is they're just, like, a cast of characters.
Indeed, they are.
Who's your fave?
Definitely Mike Budenholzer, the coach.
Okay,
just kidding.
Oh.
No, my fave, and this is why...
Do you want to start with your fave or least fave?
Let me start with my fave, because this is the only person that I consistently have followed on the Hawks, like, since I haven't followed the Hawks at all,
mm-hmm.
and that's Dennis Schroeder.
I was gonna say.
You know,
I have
right?
stars in the middle of my notes that just say, German!
German!
So in case you didn't know, Ellie is the German.
I love sauerkraut. And
ew,
beer and
gross.
Pretzels. I love all the German things, and I'm very proud of my German heritage. My dad's name is Herman, for those of you who don't know.
With two N's or one?
Two N's.
Oh my god, Ellie!
So I'm kind of a girl.
So tell me about Schroeder.
So he's from, I don't even know which town he is from. But he's from Germany. He's 23. His mother is Gambian.
Okay.
His father is German.
Okay.
His father passed away in 2009.
Oh, my God.
But he's really close with his family still. And I just... I think it was just last week, I follow him on Instagram, and sometimes I try and watch his Instagram lives, which, by the way, are really bad, but I'll say...
Why, is he boring, or he's a bad person?
I'll say things about, like, I definitely have gone on his Instagram live and just been like, viva la Deutsch.
Wait, you text alone at him?
Yes, I do.
I like his little spot on his hair.
Yeah, I like his little bleach spot.
Yeah. Can you take me seriously right now?
No.
I'm wearing work clothes and a Chance the Rapper pink flat brim.
Allie's wearing, a pink Chance the Rapper hat. And she looks really sophisticated in her brown loafers and with tea.
Yeah.
And I'm eating cookies. But no, Dennis Schroeder is the man. I love watching him play.
Okay.
And he just bought his mom a car last week in Germany.
What kind?
Volkswagen.
Duh!
It's like a nice Volkswagen, like SUV.
Ooh, the Touareg? Is that a Volkswagen?
Yes.
Great car.
Great car. But yeah, I love him.
Okay.
And I just looked this up. Did you know?
You slide into the DMs?
Man, not soon enough. He's also only 23. He's too young.
Yeah, that's inappropriate. Excuse me. Retract that statement. Editors, delete.
So he opened a restaurant. He opened a hookah bar in Buckhead.
I thought you said Tabo Sepulveda has a...
Well, he does. That's legitimate.
Are the Hawks just taking over Buckhead?
I think they're
so
really...
I used to teach in Atlanta, and every single one of my students...
Investing in real estate.
Every single one of my students... Like, they're what I want to be when I grow up. It was, like, move to Buckhead. Like, that was...
For real?
Every single one. Like, there was no... I'm like, but what about it? I'm not from Atlanta, so I had no idea. I'm like, but what does that mean? It's like, a super nice area of Atlanta. But it was so funny, because I, like, have this image of Buckhead, and now I'm going to go to his hookah bar.
Well, here's the problem. So, this article that I found was back... written back in November. But apparently, his hookah bar... like, miserably failed its inspection. Like, got, like, a 42 out of a 96.
Holy
21 violations. There was failure to maintain potentially hazardous foods.
Ew, gross. What are potentially hazardous foods? Like, raw shrimp?
It's, like, cheese. I don't know. Yeah, like, any raw meat, because the refrigeration... There was no soap in the hand-washing stations.
Gross!
And the inspection also found heavy fruit flies and fly activity in the main kitchen.
I literally just got the chills. That's disgusting. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Dennis, please... In the meantime,
though...
Is
he a majority investor or a minority
investor?
It's
literally called DS17 Lounge. Like, Dennis Schroeder's number 17 Lounge.
Wow.
But it says, in the meantime, and this is, again, a little bit older, in the meantime, Schroeder is still holding post-game parties at the DS17 Lounge.
Ew, why were his friends going to those? That's disgusting.
I don't know. He's out of control.
I love it. I literally knew none of those facts before tonight.
He's so cool.
He's the coolest.
He also has a great hat game, just like you.
As good or better?
Potentially better. More bling, I'd say.
Wow.
But he's my favorite, and he's the one person I've followed on the Hawks up until, 48 hours ago when we decided this.
So I guess if I had to answer that question, it's kind of hard for me. I feel like I would say if I was using the same criteria of just, like, person I have followed, Kirk Heinrich. Because I followed Kirk Heinrich for 20 years.
Right. I forgot all about Kirk
Heinrich.
Since
the days of Kansas basketball when my little brother used to make up songs about Kirk Heinrich and Nick Collison.
I hated Kirk Heinrich. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Well...
He looks like one of the Beatles.
His hair. He genuinely looks like one of the Beatles.
When he was in college
was
playing.
John? He looks like John Lennon.
Yeah, he looks like John Lennon.
Oh my God.
And I can't be the first person to have said that, but
you're probably
we were all thinking it subconsciously. So Kirk Heinrich. Okay, that makes sense. That's par for the course.
But I don't think he's my favorite player.
No. He's no one's favorite player.
So
he's John Lennon.
Oh my God.
He's everyone's favorite Beatle, though.
Oh my God. I think mine's probably Kemp Bazemore.
I knew that was.
I'm a big Kemp Bazemore fan. Speaking of Kemp,
tell me more about Kemp Bazemore because I don't know much about him.
Have you read the article from ESPN about how basically Kemp Bazemore is
the reason for Under Armour, right?
Yeah, is the reason why Steph went to Under Armour.
Yeah,
it's an inspirational story that I highly recommend you read. Right. He's just like a genuinely fun dude. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's been dating the same girl for a while, which, as you know, is really important to me.
Didn't she play lacrosse at Villanova?
I think she did. Yeah.
Shout out Philly.
Shout out Lax.
Shout out Lax. Shout out Catholics.
Oh my God, this is getting off the rails. This tea.
You're wearing a backwards hat.
But speaking of, I'm wearing this backwards hat because he's a huge Chance the Rapper fan. And he went to the Sky Zone, that indoor trampoline thing with Chance the Rapper in Chicago. Chance the Rapper took Kemp Bazemore and like the whole Warriors team, but after Kent, I think, had left the Warriors, so Kent came. Oh, you know what? A Warriors player got married, and they were all in Chicago.
Okay.
And Chance the Rapper took them to the Sky Zone, and I was actually recently listening to an interview with Chance where he said, the guy asked like, "Have you ever been broke, or when was the last time you were broke?" And he's like, "I'm broke all the time. I like to just do dumb stuff. Like, for example, a couple weeks ago, I took all the Warriors to Sky Zone." Meanwhile, like, Steph Curry is like a 100 bajillionaire, and Chance the Rapper paid for all of them to go to Sky Zone.
For them, that doesn't make any sense.
It's so unclear. But so they all went to Sky Zone, and he also likes Kent Bazemore. That is the new Chance the Rapper John Legend song. And as you know, I both love John Legend, and I like that song. So I feel like Kent and I have a very, we're like kindred spirits.
Yeah, you'd probably be friends.
I think we'd be friends. Atlanta. And he tweeted a picture of the Tiger Woods as Creepy Santa and just said mood, which made me laugh.
I've never felt that mood, but
yeah, well, true.
I wonder what that feels like.
I'm also a decent fan of Paul Millsap because we have the same favorite restaurant.
Which is?
It's this restaurant called True Food, which started in Phoenix and now has locations all over the country. It's like bougie, but healthy, but delicious and good and trendy.
Is he from
Arizona? No, there's one in Atlanta.
Oh, so that's his favorite place in Atlanta.
Yeah.
True Food. Sounds vegan or
Check
something.
It out. There's a lot of vegan options.
Okay.
I myself am not a vegan.
I was just in Atlanta, as you know, and did not eat anything healthful.
Yeah. You should have gone to True Food.
All right, next time.
Who's your least favorite Atlanta Hawk?
Bum, bum, bum. My least favorite? Like, someone I actually have negative feelings towards.
Wow, yeah.
I might have to say, okay, so coming into this, I never liked Mike Scott, and that's because I really dislike his tattoos.
You have? We still need to do the tat episode.
We've talked about this, and we've talked about this.
And it's like a tale as old as time.
I mean, what was that, Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, speaking of which, that new preview looks fire.
And I think just his tattoos really turned me off. And I'm like, why could you, again, not have gotten more creative than the first edition emoji keyboard?
Right.
In terms of what to cover your arms with. Because I can think of 100 more things.
It also feels like it's clearly going to age quickly, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you only have so many square feet on your body, and they're already on, like, round five of the emojis.
Exactly.
Like, where's the room for the asteroid, dude?
Exactly. Like, what happens?
Now there's an asteroid.
What happens when you hit 40 and all of a sudden you just want to like rework everything?
You've got like a saggy red lady on your body.
But then I again looked a little bit deeper and I was like, what's beneath the emoji tats?
Okay.
And I got on his
Instagram.
Oh, he
has a daughter. Game over.
And he has a daughter.
Game over.
And he literally every other Instagram is just a solo pic of his daughter.
Okay.
And a lot of the captions are just the world emoji. Clearly a huge fan of emojis.
Right.
But like, not surprising that he doesn't write words, but just uses emojis.
Have we located an interview that tells kind of the origin story of, like, why emoji?
I'm sure it exists.
Wow. I feel like Every time we do these pods, it's like they're so predictable in that we clearly prioritize like quirky, bizarro sense of humor.
Yeah.
Friendships with celebrities we're interested in, and stability of relationship off the court.
Right.
And then if they have a child, it's like game over.
We're done.
I don't care if you haven't made a shot all year.
This girl is adorable, and I don't know what her name is because he just again posts emojis recently of her.
Right.
But he loves his baby girl. Maybe her name is World. I don't think so.
Maybe her name is legally an emoji. Like, he got it put on the birth certificate. Don't underestimate him, though.
But that was my least favorite coming in, because I just, like, I was like, I don't get you and your tattoos.
Right, okay.
Who's your least favorite?
No question, Chris Humphries.
He is the worst.
Like, I say that with strong conviction.
He is the worst.
Right?
I mean, the only thing that I find funny about him is that he's from Minnesota and therefore obsessed with Prince. And every like two Instagrams from him in the last year has been like a picture of Prince.
Right. And Prince is great. And Chris Humphries sucks.
Yeah.
I, as everybody knows, am a big fan of the television show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like, I'm not just a casual observer. I keep up. So I actually just cannot fully explain how rude he is as a human being. And for all the negative things you can say about Kim, she is, like, very kind.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just so mean to her.
It
was, like, borderline abusive. So if you've ever been in a sad relationship where somebody treats you emotionally badly, your Kanye is out there. Well, you know, it's like you go through that. She went through that experience. He was so unbelievably obnoxious and rude.
Yeah.
And she realized, like, oh, maybe I should look for a guy I'm, like, friends with and is nice.
Yeah, I agree. And it's weird to me now that I'm thinking about it. Like, how do you go from Reggie Bush to
Chris Humphries? Yeah, I have no idea. Chris Humphries has no swag.
He has no swag.
At all.
He's not cool.
And he's, like, too large.
Yeah.
And she's so small.
I know. It made no sense.
And he's genuinely rude.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't seem that nice to his family. He was not nice to her family.
I think I retweeted it. Did you see the NBA Players Association put out a little video of NBA players saying their Super Bowl predictions from, like, earlier in the year?
No, what did Chris Humphries say?
Chris Humphries was all over it because he, like, clearly gave the answer on camera and then just, like, kept talking and, like, going rambling on. And he was like, well, the Vikings are 3-0 at this point, so obviously it's going to be Minnesota. And, like, kept talking. So the way they edited it is, like, it would be, like, three other guys being like, the Cowboys, the Giants, whatever.
Oh.
And then they, like, come back to Chris Humphries still talking about the Vikings.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, you are so dumb. I can't.
Ugh.
But what are you going to do?
Not a fan. Not a fan at all. He's not allowed to come on the podcast.
No.
He's been begging. But as our manager, Chris Jenner would not let him on.
We're holding out for Prince, let's be honest.
Whoa! We're going to be holding out forever. And then I think the most important thing that's obviously happened to the Atlanta Hawks franchise this year is
getting Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Finally. They found him. They got him. He seems
traded
to still
really
be there.
A really good shooter for a mediocre
he
shooter.
He seems to still be there. The proposal.
Oh, the proposal.
The proposal.
And if you don't know what proposal we're talking about, then
get out from under the rock,
it's
man.
Not Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
Right. Although phenomenal film.
Phenomenal film. Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane is probably a top 10 American, because who else has an ice cream tattoo on their face? It's like, how do you get better than that?
It's funny that, as you said that, Joe Biden, like, popped in my head.
And Joe Biden loves ice cream. If Joe Biden, I think Joe Biden in his post-politics life might get an ice cream tattoo on his face. He should at least get a temporary ice cream tattoo
on his face. Maybe during, like, the 4th of July. He's teaching at Penn. Did you know that? He's going to be a professor at Penn.
Is your sister going to take his class?
Hopefully, if she gets in.
Good. I'm glad I just violated maybe her privacy, because she doesn't listen to our podcast.
No, not at all. And maybe she'll, maybe she can take him some ice cream on the first day of class,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, she totally should. Yeah. Anyway, big question. Well, would you say yes? So Gucci Mane proposed on the side. Obviously, they were courtside.
Obviously, they're courtside, right.
And so he proposed on the sideline, mid game, and this is the thing that I don't think we've ever talked about.
Using the kiss cam,
right? Have we talked about this? Because
I don't know
if
we've ever talked about the kiss cam, like if we've ever gotten caught in the kiss cam.
I have never. Have you?
I don't think I have.
If that's a thing that I feel like you'd remember.
No, I don't think I have. I feel like I've been on the big screen.
I don't think I've ever been.
We gotta go to more games. We gotta get you on the big screen.
On the big screen, would you ever do the if you got put on kiss cam, what would you do?
Assuming I would be with my boyfriend or date at the time.
You got a boyfriend, girl? You just haven't told me.
No. No. My theoretical.
Right. I think I'd get too awkward, and I would be like.
I feel like I probably would, but it would, I don't know. I feel like it's a little presumptuous.
Right?
Because I feel like you might just be sitting with some of your guy friends.
And I've done that before.
And then it's like, whoa, now we're opening all kinds of
floodgates.
Doors. And crazy questions, and you don't want that. I don't know. I think I would do it, though. You wouldn't do it?
No, I have no idea. In the moment, I guess.
What if, again, your theoretical boyfriend, our theoretical boyfriends, this is set.
Right. this is getting sadder by the moment.
This is getting sadder by the moment. Like, would you be happy if someone proposed to you at a game, at a basketball game?
I feel like,
I mean, I love basketball and you love basketball, but right. I don't picture that as the scenario for me.
It's not the path for me. Here's the thing. No. Unless, Gucci, I'm courtside, that ups the chances.
If it's courtside, if it's Gucci Mane asking, yes, that ups the stakes.
Also, if they're a player on the team, probably. if they just win the NBA title. I'm having deja vu right now. I feel like I've had the same answer that I came up with live. Yeah.
Certain exceptions.
Right? If that hypothetical boyfriend, wins an NBA title and then decides to propose after, I'm not going to say no.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't really, the my favorite proposal I've ever seen on, television or movies is Stepmom. And they're just, in bed together. Very private.
Okay.
Maybe
in the closet.
Yeah. If somebody proposed in the closet, game over.
Yeah.
Game over. Plus, Gucci Mane gave her a 25-carat ring. 25 carats.
I know. You could see that.
I can't even count to 25.
You could, see that thing from, the opponent's bench. Bam.
Easily.
Bam.
So, Chris Humphries sucks. The Atlanta Hawks are awesome.
Go Hawks.
They're probably not going to win the title.
Hate birds, but go Hawks.
But there's still hope for you, Atlanta.
Amen.
And because we love Atlanta so much, because I love the South so much, and Atlanta was the first southern city I lived in, we decided to play.
Isn't Phoenix kind of far south, technically?
Yeah, but nobody in the south, Phoenix is the southwest.
It's the southwest.
Nobody in the south will give you cred for Phoenix.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm just checking, man.
Although when I lived in the south, everybody was calling me a Yankee, and I was like, what? I'm from Phoenix. And then when I lived in the northeast, everybody was like, you're a hick from Phoenix. And I'm like, why will nobody accept my identity? but we wanted to play a little game. Ellie actually spent most of last week in Atlanta / researching the city of Atlanta for work.
I'm pretty well versed in all the fun facts about Atlanta.
So I have some.
If you can shock me, I'd be shocked.
I'm about to stump you.
Hit me.
And then we're just going to quiz each other on our knowledge of Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Mine probably rotates more hot than at. So,
I have two sports ones and then two non-sports.
All right. Hit me.
Okay, we'll start out with an easy one.
Okay.
Which Atlanta sports team is the only one to have won a championship?
The Atlanta Braves.
And what year was it?
1995.
Bam! Money!
God.
You good.
Okay.
You live there.
Who lit the cauldron at the Atlanta Olympics?
Oh, man.
Like, the final person.
Oh, my God. It's, is it Michael Lewis?
No.
Who was it?
Muhammad Ali.
Shoot, I knew that.
Oh my God, you didn't curse.
Resolutions. February.
Yeah.
Getting there.
You made it all the way into February with a resolution.
I know. I think I didn't curse because I was busy eating the crumbs of this cookie.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Who is the third highest paid player on the Hawks currently?
Wow. That's specific.
That is oddly specific. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna say it's not Dwight Howard. Kent Bazemore?
Correct.
Wow! I am Atlanta.
Correct. You are Atlanta.
Can you name all three members of Migos?
No. Oh, what do you think I am, hip?
Can you name a member of Migos?
I still listen to Pandora. No, I cannot answer this question.
Do you know who Migos is?
I know
is?
Who they are, okay. But I'm not cool.
Okay.
At least I know what your hat means.
That's true.
Okay.
All right.
Give me half a point for that.
No!
Okay. Mike.
What?
Budenholzer.
Okay.
I'm definitely saying that wrong. Budenholzer. Whatever.
Whatever. I'm not one to correct.
He went to Pomona College and played basketball and what other sport?
Water polo.
Good guess, but you're wrong.
Soccer.
It's golf. Mm. And he's from which town in Arizona?
Gilbert.
Holbrook.
I don't know what that means. I think it's northern Arizona.
It might be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not in Phoenix.
I thought you... I don't know anything about Arizona.
I don't also think of, like, towns in Arizona. It's not a very towny place.
All right.
Sprawl.
Wikipedia made it sound like it was a real place.
We sprawl. Oh, no. It's probably real. Okay. Oh, just a fun fact about Atlanta. It's home to the largest Hindu temple outside of India.
Obviously, I knew that. Okay. I was almost there a week ago.
All right.
Like, you don't even know me.
How many... first of all, have you ever been on the website Mental Floss?
Yes.
Okay, when we do research for these little quiz games, we end up on, like, the jankiest places.
Like...
the jankiest corners,
like,
of the internet.
You think there might be... you're, like, 89% sure they're real facts, but...
oh, wait,
like,
I'm, like, 23% sure they're real.
I'm, like, in the 70s or 80s.
Mental Floss also had an article called Why is Arizona Iced Tea Cheaper Than Water? Is that true? That's shocking.
You're from Arizona. Tell me.
There's no water in Arizona, but iced
probably
tea also
why
has
iced
water.
Tea is cheaper.
Oh, my
you
God.
Just explained it.
Okay, this is my last question for you. How many streets... I mean, I could ask you literally a million other questions, mostly about the Harris family. They were at the Super Bowl. Did you see T.I. and all his boys?
No.
Which kind of pissed me off. I was like, take your daughter, Tip. Oh. You sexist mofo. sorry. How many streets in Atlanta are named Peachtree?
Over 70.
Oh, man. Mental Floss said 55. Mental Floss!
Again, a week ago, I ran around Atlanta.
Did you find all 70?
Well, we debated probably 10 times of, should we film this Peachtree Street, or should we wait for another one?
Yeah.
Because inevitably, wherever we were in the city, there was, like, a Peachtree Street, or drive, or court, or center.
Yeah.
Like 2 seconds from where we were.
Damn.
But yeah. But peaches right now, by the way, really not in season.
Not at all.
In Georgia. We couldn't find any.
Yeah, they're not in season.
It was crazy, man. Okay. Last question for you. What were the two names that Atlanta had before it was known as Atlanta?
Oh, I saw this on Mental Floss.
Yes,
it's
did.
Like Tiberius and Matilda.
Which
you
sound
know
like
that's
all
right.
The Harry Potter's
yeah,
characters.
You know that's right.
It was Terminus
yeah.
because it was founded in 1837 as a railroad stop.
Okay.
Like the end of the railroad. Terminus.
Yeah, Terminus.
And then it was called Marthasville.
Named Matilda. After... same thing. Same thing.
Yeah, we have a daughter named Matilda.
God. God, I would never.
Named after someone. And true or false, Cephalosha sounds like an illness.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's gross.
But it's true.
I mean, yes, if a doctor said you have Cephalosha, I'd be like, holy shit.
You'd be like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I'd be like, get me to the hospital. Take me down Peachtree. Get me in a bus.
Which Peachtree?
I have no idea. So we're closing out with the second edition of the new game that I'm forcing Ellie to play, which is called What Did Magic Tweet? She's skeptical. But so everybody needs to tell us how much they love hearing dramatic readings of Magic Johnson's terrible tweets so that she's bought in. You're not locked into this, are you?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm so ready.
Here's what Magic said in all his wisdom about the Super Bowl. Lady Gaga did her thing. I enjoyed the halftime performance. And what a game between the Falcons and Patriots! ! Like, what, Magic? Congrats to the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. What a man. Yeah. You know how many retweets he got for those? Probably like 1,000.
He has such deep, detailed thoughts.
They're so detailed. They're so obvious.
Do you think?
And people still like them.
How many likes does he get on those?
Like thousands.
Really?
Yeah, because he's freaking Magic Johnson. I put my best material out there and I'm like struggling for anything.
I'm struggling for 5. I mean,
All right.
All right, something to aspire to.
Yeah.
Thanks, Magic.
Thanks, Obama. Bye, y'all.
Bye, team.